This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. All Aboard Florida has been given the okay to borrow more than $1 billion to expand the Brightline higher speed rail line. It'll come through tax-free bonds. The rail line currently runs from Miami to West Palm Beach, with plans to expand to Orlando, taking it through the Treasure Coast. Approval for the bonds comes from the Florida Development Finance Corporation on a unanimous decision. That's not a surprise to Steve Ryan, an attorney for Citizens Against Rail Expansion in Florida, or CARE. He was one of several people who spoke at the hearing against awarding the bonds.
The FDIC has been a rubber stamp for everything that the railroad wanted. So we go into this proceeding knowing that we're going to lose, and the loss here is not significant.
That's because in 2016, CARE did win a U.S. District Court ruling that safety and health and environmental laws pertain to the railroad. This led to a request for earlier bonds to be withdrawn.
Well, we'll march back to Washington where we have the litigation, and I expect in 2018 we'll probably get a decision from the court with regard to the compliance with environmental and safety and whether the bonds are lawful, which we believe they are not.
Indian River and Martin counties are both currently part of a suit trying to stop the rail expansion. Dylan Reingold is Indian River County's attorney. He says recent revelations that the train may be considering a stop in one or more Treasure Coast communities changes nothing.
That has not been an issue for my commission. I can tell you we have been focused on the concerns with the speed of the train, with the necessary safety improvements for the train, and for the cost impacts to local governments. I can tell you that this is just another gimmick, like kids ride free all summer and mimosas and hand towels, that they're trying to use in order to have people overlook the failed economics of the project.
Among the objections from county officials is the fact that any safety upgrade needed at a railroad crossing due to the increased frequency and speed of the passenger train would be the financial responsibility of local governments. Gene Stearns, an attorney for All Aboard Florida, says that's true, but all very simple in the end.
Since 1894, trains have been rolling on this track literally every single day for over 120 years. The people that moved to Martin County and Indian River County moved to the tracks. They chose to locate their hospitals, their police stations, their shopping centers, their housing, all next to something that was already there.
Well, Emergency Management Chief Dan Waters of Indian River County stopped short of saying the delay caused by the train in getting patients to the hospital would result in deaths. He does have such concerns. Near the hospital in Martin County, the railroad track curves.
I can't remember the exact speed. I believe it's around 35 miles an hour that the train would have to slow down to in order to navigate that curve. So you're right. Whether it be a passenger train or a longer freight train, are issues of derailments. We have had two there in the past.
Brightline currently runs passenger rail service from Miami to West Palm Beach with stops in Fort Lauderdale. The next phase from West Palm Beach to Orlando International Airport is set to begin later this year, with possible expansion to Tampa or even Jacksonville being discussed. Currently, no stops are planned on the Treasure Coast. I'm Jill Roberts.